You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's been 41 days since Justice Ginsburg died. And in that time, Amy Coney Barrett has been confirmed to the Supreme Court. And I've thrown and cracked 24 cell phone screens. Not all of them mine.
Hey, babe, have you seen my phone?
But you know what? We have decades to worry about that human chastity belt. Right now, I want to talk about RBG.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death has hit a lot of people hard, especially women. And I think it's because...
Mommy.
I think it's because...
Mommy.
Buddy, can Mommy please just have 2 minutes to cry in a closet?
Again?
I think it's because, as American women, Ruth is a big reason why we've made it this far.
Long before she got to spend 27 years in the middle of this comb-over sandwich, RBG was already changing the world for women. In 1972, she co-founded the ACLU's Women's Rights Project. There, alongside pioneers like Dorothy Kenyon and Pauli Murray, she spent years carefully laying the groundwork to force U.S. law to acknowledge something radical. Women are like full-on people.
Nobody in our country did more for the advancement of women in terms of women's equality.
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg devoted her life to fight for equal justice.
She's an American icon. She was a huge glass ceiling breaker for all women.
I would like to show my granddaughters that the equal citizenship stature of men and women is a fundamental human right.
Ruth argued 6 cases before the Supreme Court and won 5 of them. And that wasn't easy. At the time, the Supreme Court was all male. It was an era when the Supreme Court women's bathroom was still a second men's bathroom they used just for farting.
So how did she convince these 9 gentlemen to care about gender equality? She brought discrimination cases where the injured parties were men. It was a genius move, the legal equivalent of hiding dog medicine inside a piece of cheese. Her advocacy brought down legal discrimination all over this country.
In New York, she helped flight attendants sue for pregnancy discrimination. In Oklahoma, she defeated a law that mandated different drinking ages for men and women. And in Missouri, she fought a law that allowed women to opt out of serving on juries.
And you may think jury duty is boring, but having female jurors is so important. It's the only reason women aren't convicted of witchcraft anymore. Finally, I can cast my midnight spells in peace. And it was after all that that RBG spent 27 more years as one of America's greatest justices. Her accomplishments were immense, and her death means a lot of people are very f***ed. Or as the French say, très f***ed. Which is all so infuriating. And I know that part of grief is letting go of that anger, but what if I want to hang on to my anger?
Babe, seriously, where's my phone?
To find out, I spoke to Rebecca Traister, who wrote a book about the revolutionary power of women's anger and knows a thing or two about publicly
obviously
expressing her feelings, which then got turned into this.
I'm the crying, drunken liberal of the right wing's dreams.
If it makes you feel any better, I've never done a TV interview without drinking. Rebecca, I need you to help walk me through. I'm so. And then.
It is okay to feel angry. not only is it okay to feel angry, it is entirely appropriate to our dire circumstances to feel alight with fury.
Good. Because I am mad.
You should be mad. You can start out with being mad at the Senate and Senate Republicans. You can be mad at a Senate that blocked Barack Obama's judicial nominations in hundreds of cases.
Right.
You can be mad at Senate Democrats who didn't fight harder and more fiercely against it.
God, there's a lot to be mad at.
You can be mad at a Senate that has confirmed a record number of Donald Trump appointees, including many who have been rated unqualified.
That pretty much wraps
You can also
it
be mad at the Electoral College.
Yeah, that too. Plus, Christmas is coming up, which means so many more sad women are going to be forced to ride Pelotons.
Welcome to your cry ride.
It is your responsibility to be livid. We are surrounded by inequity, injustice, and broken and perverted systems. We should be angry.
Inequity, injustice, and broken and perverted systems. That should be the 2020 slogan.
There's so much to be angry about. In fact, some people are even angry at RBG herself.
It's very natural that there are going to be a lot of people who are reasonably critical and angry, and they're going to want to look for an outlet for that anger, and a lot of them are going to look at Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who did not choose to retire during Obama's administration.
Should people be upset with her over that?
I think it is problematic to lay all of the blame and villainy for our current predicament on her shoulders, but I think it is equally problematic to have held her up as a perfect and one-dimensional hero who is no more than a t-shirt slogan or a coffee mug slogan. It's really important and understandable that we look to her and celebrate her work. Her record was certainly not perfect. Her record of legislating around tribal lands was not perfect. Her record of hiring African-American clerks was problematic. It's perfectly normal that people we admire are also disappointing. They're human beings and therefore complex. So it's okay to feel frustrated. What's not okay is to think that the future of our judiciary and our democracy rested on her shoulders alone.
Though, to be fair, I did hear that she used to do high interval training with The Rock.
Right. The notion that our survival depended on her survival was always flawed.
Well, yeah, when you put it that way.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg's career, in part, was built on working to change the system. And that's what we need to do, is work to change the system.
You know what? We should drink to this. Cheers.
To staying angry.
And to changing the system.
Wait, how do we change the system?
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
So after spending 2 days in my closet, I'm sure about two things. One, I went way too hard into the boyfriend blazer look. And two, losing RBG isn't just losing progress. Now that her seat has been filled with a sixth conservative justice, it means moving backwards.
And it's not just on abortion rights. What's left of the Voting Rights Act could well be finished off. LGBTQ rights could be rolled back. A 6-3 SCOTUS is also much likelier to strike down big climate change legislation. Basically, unless you're a straight cis white guy with gills who loves forest fires, then right-wing Pam Beasley over here is gonna screw you over personally.
So, what do we do?
We must dismantle the superstructure that protects corrupt power. We need a return to democratic norms violated and broken by the Senate GOP and this administration. We need to take whatever action is necessary.
Sure, flamethrowers, wood chippers, nunchucks.
Or expand the size of the court.
Shit on their doorsteps, shit on their neighbor's doorsteps, shit on their neighbor's neighbor's doorstep.
I'm advocating for expanding the size of the court.
I like that. How would one go about expanding the court and shitting on their doorsteps?
If you do the first, you don't need to do the second. You add seats to the Supreme Court. You restore the essential checks and balances that we need in a democratic system. And that is why I'm focused on Take Back the Court.
What exactly is Take Back the Court?
It's a two-year-old project focused on expanding the size of the U.S. Supreme Court and thereby restoring and preserving democracy.
Isn't it against one of the long-standing pillars of the Democratic Party of being total pussies?
I can agree that I have shared the frustration of many. We have to stop reacting as if the sky is falling, but not doing anything about it.
But this idea isn't popular with everyone. Even RBG herself spoke against it in 2018.
But she's an institutionalist. I'm certain that even in her worst nightmare, she did not imagine that Mitch McConnell and the GOP Senate would ram through an utterly unqualified successor to her seat.
Would this be stooping to their level?
The only reason to respond to the theft is to stop bringing cotton candy to a knife fight. We need to get in the ring, we need to go toe-to-toe, and we need to take the steps necessary to restore democracy.
Cotton candy to a knife fight is not helpful. Even worse, bringing a knife to a cotton candy fight. Turns out clowns do bleed.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine. How long has it been since the number of justices changed? Has it been like 100 years or something like that?
Four. The number of justices changed 4 years ago in 2016 when the GOP Mitch McConnell-led Senate refused to confirm Merrick Garland to the court, and the number of justices went from 9 to 8.
That's right. Those sneaky Mitches. We say Mitch in this house instead of the B word. Just trying to raise a little gentleman, not some little Mitch.
And ironically, these conservative justices seem to be a renewable resource.
There was an organization that was set up decades ago called the Federalist Society. And now they are the funnel for every single judge that is appointed to a district or circuit court under a Republican governor or the Senate GOP. Some of these judges have been rated not qualified by the American Bar Association. Some of them have only been lawyers for 4 or 5 years, and get this, never tried a case.
How is that not criminal?
And now they're sitting in federal circuit courts with lifetime appointments. We have to do something. We have to act. And the most effective proportional response is to expand the size of the court.
So basically, if we can't expand the court, we're f***ed.
In so many words, yes.
Son of a Mitch.
It's clear the Democrats have to do something. The question Imani Gandhi is asking is, will they?
Democrats need to sack up. Within 2 weeks of the election, the Supreme Court is set to hear a case that could overturn the ACA. They're also set to hear a case called Fulton v. City of Philadelphia, and that's going to decide whether or not government-funded foster care agencies can discriminate against LGBTQ couples and non-Christian couples who want to adopt or foster children. when I say the Democrats have to do this, I mean, they have to do it immediately because these cases are going to be decided next term. Republicans just don't give a f- and Democrats give too much of a f-.
Democrats are good at some stuff too, you know, like rubbing their temples and going, no, why is this happening? And they're getting a lot better at the insult thing. I mean, did you hear Pelosi's nickname for Trump?
I missed it, no.
Not as smart as we would hope he'd be in an ideal situation, Donald.
Woo! What do you say to that?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty catchy.
Yeah.
A conservative court might be good for corporations, but they could also allow new regulations into every part of our lady business.
What you're going to see is Amy Coney Barrett and the rest of the conservatives on the court accepting abortion restrictions that Ruth Bader Ginsburg would not have accepted. So, for example, there was this big hubbub about a law in Louisiana and whether or not this law was going to close basically all of the clinics in Louisiana. Ginsburg and Breyer and Sotomayor and Kagan and Roberts, shockingly, said, no, we're not going to do that right now. If that case were to come up before this court, the Amy Coney Barrett court, Louisiana would have won. And there would be one abortion clinic in the entire state.
So they will chip away at our reproductive rights, but only in states like Alabama, Texas, Ohio, Louisiana, Missouri, Kentucky, Florida.
South and North Carolina.
North and South Dakota.
Yeah.
Oh, Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Why is this happening? What is the likelihood that expanding the court could actually happen?
It's not entirely impossible. It's going to take a lot of all caps tweets to people like Chuck Schumer. And the fact of the matter is people are really tired right now. You know, it's been 4 years of this trauma. We've been locked in our homes for going on, you know, 8 months now.
These 4 years have been exhausting. I tried getting one of those sleep tracking apps and the data showed that I died 3 years ago.
I really think that the baton needs to be passed to younger people, needs to be passed to non-white people. These are people that aren't going to kowtow to like Mitch McConnell and his turtle ass. And that's what the American people need right now. Someone to just blow shit up. I just want someone to do something. You know, I just want Democrats to quit being nutsacks, essentially.
You realize that the Democrats move pretty slowly.
I know.
I mean, Chuck Schumer went to the bathroom last Tuesday and he still hasn't come out. Someone should go check on him.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
There's no getting around it. The loss of RBG on the Supreme Court is a huge blow, and there's no quick fix. Not even watching that clip of Kim Cattrall scatting will cheer me up.
Yamakipiebo, sedere fakebo, in dog Latin, he quoth. Uje, suffer, surre!
She is not very good at this.
It's gotta be like, scooby-dee-wee, bop, 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 bop. Look, we can't scat our way out of depression. We need to make a plan.
I think I know just the woman.
I don't like too much powder because sometimes it can age. You know what I mean? I like to still keep like a little bit of a dewiness. Oh, okay, go, 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 go. Hi, Senator Warren.
Hello.
Senator Warren, you have a plan for everything. What is your plan to protect Justice Ginsburg's legacy?
We have counted for so long on the courts to protect us. If we can't do that, then what we're going to do is we're going to have to do this through the legislative process. We will pass health care again. We will pass a bill for Roe versus Wade. We can do this by statute. We can do the things we need to do. We just have to stay in the fight. And then after the election, look, it's all on the table. That's how it should be.
It's all on the table.
But it's also about flipping the Senate. Because if we had a Democratic Senate, this would not be happening. And we need to hold these Republicans accountable.
You had a personal relationship with Justice Ginsburg. What would she want us to do now? Cry into a white claw? Because if so, I've got that covered.
No, Justice Ginsburg was a fighter. You know, and she was a strategic fighter. She changed what was possible for women all across this nation and around the world. And she did that by staying in every fight. Remember, she lost some of them. She got knocked back from time to time. But her response was she got back up, dusted herself off, and went straight back in, tougher than ever.
So many of us put all this pressure on Justice Ginsburg to be the one to save us, and it's really unfair. Now that she's no longer here, I think my biggest question is, will you be our new mommy?
I'm in this fight all the way, but you have to remember, we're all strong. Not just me, all of us. We cannot give up on this, Desi. We can't just say, oh, we've lost the court, so now we're done. Mm-mm. Nope. That's not how this works. That's not how this worked for someone like Ruth Ginsburg. We need to honor Ruth with action. We need to channel grief into change. That's how we honor Ruth, and that's how we build a real future.
Thank you, Senator Warren. Thank you.
All right, you take care now.
Stay in the fight.
Yes, channel grief into change. And yes, things are dark right now, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg can't save us. We have to save ourselves. But you know what? We can do that. What? Acceptance? Forget that. I'm not accepting shit. We need to fight like hell. I know what you need to do. You know what we all need to do.
Vote.
No, guys. I mean, yes, you definitely have to vote. Go vote. But also, we should be thinking long game. Just like RBG herself said, real change, enduring change, happens one step at a time. So no matter what happens on November 3rd, we have to keep fighting for change. Here are a few organizations that you can get involved with to do that. There's the ACLU Women's Rights Project, founded by Ginsburg herself. Or how about She Should Run? It's a nonprofit that encourages more women to run for public office. There's Equal Justice Works, which funds young lawyers to work on public interest projects. And Miss JD, which inspires and supports women to pursue legal professions. They're basically funding the RBGs of tomorrow. And most importantly, keep fighting. Thank you, RBG. I hope you know how much you meant to women everywhere. I hope we'll always have women like you who stand up for justice and equality, and whose names can effortlessly be combined with that of a famous rapper. Anyway, this is LL Cool Lydic signing off.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.